You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. They tell you in radio school not to use a whole lot of numbers in your story because numbers going by you real fast does not help you, the humble listener, figure out what's going on. I didn't do real well in school, so we're going to have some numbers here today. You ready? This morning, we got what appeared to be some pretty good news. First-time unemployment claims fell last week on a seasonally adjusted basis. They fell by 130,000 to 881,000 people having lost their jobs, the lowest number that's been since this whole thing started back in March, and only the second time it's been under a million. But let me back up for a minute here. That phrase, seasonally adjusted claims. This week, for the first time, the Labor Department adjusted its seasonal adjustment. That does make the data more accurate, yes, but also more confusing. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is going to make it less confusing.
What's the point of a seasonal adjustment?
So economists use seasonal adjustments to smooth out seasonal patterns to get a better read of the underlying trends in the labor market.
Heidi Shierholz was chief economist at the Labor Department during the Obama administration.
You know, every year in January, 100,000 extra people apply for unemployment insurance claims because they lost temporary holiday jobs. You wouldn't want economists to all of a sudden say, things in the economy are really deteriorating. When they're not, it was just a normal seasonal pattern.
So the statisticians at the Labor Department apply seasonal adjustment formulas to reveal the underlying trends. But a pandemic with more than 20 million layoffs over a few weeks, this stuff is pretty unprecedented. And the traditional methodology for seasonal adjustment of the data
have been messed up.
So the Bureau of Labor Statistics stepped up to fix the methodology. Joseph Bruzuelas at RSM Consulting explains.
And so they moved from doing what we called a multiplicative seasonal adjustment to an additive seasonal adjustment. And I'll stop there before I put everybody to sleep.
But BLS didn't apply the fix retroactively to previous weeks, meaning we don't really know if claims just fell by 130,000. It's like comparing apples and oranges. Bruzuelas says there is a better number to follow right now, the total number of workers getting an unemployment check every week. It's around 29 million. And it's gradually been coming down. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
One of the things holding up whatever Congress may or may not do on an economic relief plan is whether there is going to be help for states and cities whose sales tax revenues have fallen hard during this pandemic because we're just not going out to restaurants and bars and stores like the way we used to. In a lot of states, though, that drop has not been as big as expected, or revenues have actually increased thanks to a 2018 Supreme Court decision. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has that one.
You were always supposed to pay taxes on the stuff you bought online. But until recently, states could not require online retailers to collect those taxes.
Individuals who purchased goods were expected to keep track of the untaxed items they purchased and remit to the state.
Jared Walczak at the Tax Foundation says, as you might imagine,
compliance was incredibly low. Barely anyone did it.
So states were losing hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes a year. But in 2018, the Supreme Court ruled that states could pass legislation requiring online retailers to collect taxes on their behalf. Turns out, that came at a good time. Glenn Hager is controller for the state of Texas.
With the pandemic and so many people staying home, that has caused a significant increase in the amount of purchases that are online.
People are buying laptops and bike shorts and patio furniture online. And before this 2018 decision, Texas would not have collected taxes on most of those purchases. The state estimated it would bring in an additional $500 million a year because of this ruling. It's actually collecting double that. And in Kansas, tax revenues are up by 9% compared to this time last year, in part because of this decision.
I think it's actually helping the states quite a bit.
That's Lucy DeDion at the Urban Institute. She says a lot of states are still seeing their tax revenues drop overall. Like in Texas, they're down by almost 3.5% this fiscal year. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.